This episode of How Was Your Run Today was recorded remotely and safely. We hope soon we'll be back at the WGBH studios at the Boston Public Library, just steps from the finish of the greatest marathon in the world, the Boston Marathon. But until then, wear your mask, stay 6 feet apart, and be safe. And now, without further ado, here are Brian and Peter.
Brian, you've come to my house a few times to record the show. We've done it in the basement apartment. You've done it on my dining room table.
I have done it on your dining room table.
But today, we're journeying during the land of COVID. We're out on my deck.
This might be the second time I'm ventured into the Boston area. We're not in Boston. We're in Brookline.
We're just on the edge.
But I can see Boston
you
from here. It's
can.
Down the
see that smokestack. That is Boston.
Smokestack lightning right over there.
That's the medical smokestack.
It's just a few blocks.
Longwood Medical.
But for anybody who doesn't know Boston very well, you would think you're in Boston right here. In any case, I think this may be the second time I've been in the quote unquote city since the COVID, and it feels astonishingly normal.
Hot town summer in the city.
We've had an incredible heat wave, which plays into a lot of what I'm going
to
talk about.
Oh, do you have stories
in my
to talk
running
about?
Stories? But first, since you bade me to your domicile, had something you wanted to tell me right away.
I did, but because you're my guest and you journeyed all this way from the burbs, Brian, if you would, how was your run today?
That was an amazing turnaround. I didn't even see it happen
until
it slapped me in the face.
You're a guest.
Okay. Today, this is a journey of many runs over the last week and a half. Okay. So keep all of this in mind. Independence Day Ultra in the very near future.
Not even 2 weeks away.
That's right. One weekend is between me
it's
and
a
it.
Buffalo
which
weekend.
Means I should probably think about tapering at some point. So, but
I'd have to be training.
I hadn't been thinking about that yet. Independence Day Ultra. Independence Day. A week and a day, a couple days ago, so I go out, and I think I even put this in the sad stat chat, which was, cover your ears if you're offended by bodily functions. I said, how long do you basically run with the runner's trot? How many miles do you go with the runner's trots before you take care of business? When it's coronavirus and there's no bathrooms, there's
right.
no...
Do you go outside, or do you not... Do you stop running?
What dude, I'm deep in the woods.
So you have not enough fuel to turn around and get home, is what you're saying.
No.
You were going to Mars. It's a one-way ticket. Maybe your descendants can return.
Let me... I'm going to answer the question, not quite finish the story, and get us back to the beginning in one sentence. 8 miles prior to when I took care of things, I was standing in my kitchen, and we had just gotten this sample pack from Noon. Now, I love Noon tablets. I have nothing bad to say about that.
Still think it's none.
None. Right.
Is it Noon?
No, it's none.
Peter Noon.
Because I look at the U's and I want to say Noon, but you're right. It is none. I will forever say it the wrong way. I'm standing in my kitchen. Skylar, my daughter, says, hey, Dad, look, this cool pack we got in the mail, or who knows what. It's new stuff that Noon is making. And
new,
I'm like...
New Noon tablets?
Well, it wasn't tablets. It was pre-workout hydration powder, and then it was during your workout additive, and then it was post-workout regenerative, and then it, restorative, whatever. Restorative, that's funny. post-workout.
It was the Genesis device from Wrath of Khan.
Reconstitute that's your fine. Insides. That's fine. And then like two regular noon tablets. Noon tablets.
No, none. I'm telling you, they're none.
Wait, didn't I?
I don't think they're noon, baby.
No, you're switching.
No, it. you can take them at noon.
Now
but they're none
it
tablets.
No,
like
how not.
Many tablets you should have? None. Those are the ones
nope,
I'm eating.
I use them all the time. I love them.
No, I love them too.
But maybe when you get a sample new product that really hasn't been tried out.
When you're on the expo floor, you don't use the stuff just before the marathon.
One of these things we got in the mail. Nope. And like you cut the tape and it's like
perforated
a fold-out thing and it's all glossy and beautiful. So
I'll try this right now.
I take the pre-workout stuff.
I'm about to go out the
right. Pour it in there. It's like drink it with 16 ounces of water. So I put it in like a juice glass and I'm looking around. I'm like, this is horrible. So I filled it with 16 ounces. I'm going to say the taste was awful. I mean, okay. It was absolutely brutally terrible, way worse than any prep I've had to take
was
for any kind of lower
flavor?
GI.
Did you know going in?
No. It purple. It was all. No.
So you
it
thought
had,
grape.
Nope. It no. I didn't think anything. I'm fine with stuff that doesn't taste great. This was literally like they tried to make it taste terrible.
Okay, so you swig the whole thing down, or do you cut your losses about two sips in?
Nope, 16 ounces, bam. Let's go.
Of barium.
Because at the yep, that's right. Poly go lightly. Little.
What time was the colonoscopy for?
That's what I'm talking about. Little magnesium citrate is what it really was, secretly.
It's so clear, it can't be bad for me.
So
you're like, I'm ready, I'm headed out.
So I take that gut bomb. Like, I really didn't need to jam 16 ounces of water.
Additional fluid.
Much less. But I'm like, I'm a little dehydrated. I might as well drink it all now.
Sure.
Whatever.
Sure.
I'm an idiot.
Sure.
So I go out. Now, this was after my terrible run the weekend before. So I go out. And, you know, couple, 3 miles in, I'm walking, and then I'm running, and then I'm holding things together. And then I'm just like, when do I turn around? How do I deal with this? And then it would be all right for a little while. And then I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do it. And I was actually doing a mental thing where I'm like, hey, if I'm actually doing the ultra,
you may have to deal with this.
This may come up, and I'm going to have to deal with this. I'm not going to cut my losses. I'm going to have to figure this out. So I'm like, maybe it'll just go away.
Good.
Well, it did. Eventually, at mile 8. And I just found a place deep enough into the woods, and I found a log that was sort of had fallen horizontally to the floor, and
this is rare for you. I got to say,
sort of like a,
this whole story is not something I would ascribe to you.
Thing I could squat on, and it's fine. It all came out in the end. Then the rest of the run was tremendous.
Well, sure, by comparison, yes.
I just felt so light.
Everything was good.
No. I mean, with that uncertainty gone, strength was there, felt good, and actually the second noon product that I had in my Camelback, not it's not a Camelback, but whatever, you know what I'm talking about.
Your hydration bladder.
Thank you, vest. It was awesome, and I really didn't feel hungry the whole time. So whatever that was, it was a sort of like a tailwind product kind of thing, like a couple hundred calories in your water. That really kept me going. That felt good. And and in fact, my last mile was like a sub-9. I like hit the road, last mile home, cranked it, felt great. And then I think I took the next day off.
Were you showering the whole next day?
I may have showered immediately upon getting home, yeah.
Good.
So that was fun. That was an experience. I will not go on a long run again without some sort of, you know, something to take care of all that stuff.
Sanitary napkin?
Or something.
Something.
Wipes?
Something.
Some bags. I mean, this is stuff I take hiking.
Well,
typically not running.
But if you're going to be out in the wilderness for a prolonged amount of distance/time, which you are proposing to do come Independence Day Ultra.
Right. Independence! Yeah, so that was like a 16 plus. So that was a good day.
Yeah, but that's amazing that you had, I mean, a very unfortunate situation that then became good.
I'm agreeing with you tremendously. I felt really good when I got home. A little weird, but I felt fine.
Now, that's your last long run, or you've had one since then?
Well, I would have.
Oh, no.
So the week then progressed digressed in this way. Monday, I believe I take off. I went on a long bike ride with family members. Tuesday, I've been getting up the last couple Tuesdays and doing speed work on a virtual thing with this guy, John Hunterkamp. He was like Kelly Roberts' coach, I think, a friend of Emily Saul, sort of a November Project connection, I think. Anyway, I did it as a lark, and I actually really enjoyed it because I never do speed work. No. Not legitimately, no. Like you were describing with Paul, Coach yes. Paul, like get out and run a bunch of 800s.
Pop your hamstring.
Thankfully, I haven't done that. It's been too good. Early in the morning. I can't it's pop all, a hamstring that
it's
early.
It's all good.
So I did that. Then, middle of the day, one of these hot, hot days we've been having, I said, I need some miles. I took a little tiny, like, I don't know, 6-ounce squeeze handhold bottle with me. And I just went out 85 degrees. I don't even know how hot it was.
Humid.
Yeah. Put on the frowny face.
Went.
Got stanky. Just went.
How far?
It was like just like 5 miles.
But felt good. Like, felt good.
Yeah. And people are like, dogs are dropping dead on their leashes. People are like sitting down and like have an emergency Gatorade poured on them. And I'm just like, whatever, bros. So I'm just moving along.
Doing you.
And so that was a good day. That was a good run. Okay, so that was Thursday.
Okay, so you're almost to your long run weekend.
Friday morning, I get up to run November Project Hills. And the day before, had taken a little out of me.
Sure, because it was so hot.
It was really hot. And I'm like, I'm not going to do hills. I'm just going to do 3 miles easy.
Takes a bit.
It had actually, we really have had a heat wave here in Massachusetts. And it was cooler. It was in like the upper 60s and overcast. And I'm like, yes. Oh, this is going to be fine.
Bang this out.
I don't even get a mile and I just have nothing. Like I haven't felt this in a long time. My legs just said, nope, nothing hurt. It was just no energy.
Because what time?
No strength.
Because what time had you gone on Thursday for your middle of the day?
Yeah, like 10:30, 11 in the morning.
So it's less than 24 hours.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's part of it, right? Sure.
Because without planning on it, that really was a quality workout. Like to run a decent pace in hot, hot weather. I mean, we don't run in super hot weather all the time.
No.
So that is like a, you know, it adds more effort, a lot more effort.
Absolutely.
So it's like equivalent to a big hill workout. So I had nothing. I ran 1 mile. I'm like, oh, this is hard. Walked in circles a little bit. I'm able to do it, but it was awful. Like 15-minute miles, probably.
Yeah, that's horrible. It's time on your feet, bro. What do you want?
But it was hard. And I'm like, it's not even that hot. It's so strange. So then the next day.
Saturday, hot.
Right. Very hot, even in the morning.
So early.
And I say, okay, I was going to go for 10. I was going to do 10 Saturday, 10 Sunday. And then I said, this is not going to happen today. It's too hot, and I'm still a little down from the other day. So I'm just going to run 5. Peter, I left my house, ran down the hill from my house, not even a quarter mile. Leg said, no, nope,
nothing. Junk
nope.
In the trunk.
I jogged a little bit further. I then walked, drank a ton of water. I got to 2 miles.
Yeah.
Turned around.
Yes.
Luckily, I was able to return not on the street, but in a wood through the woods on a woods trail,
so
I could hide my shame. No, yeah. It was shame
it
hiding.
It was a shame.
And I walked. I think I walked 2 miles home
for a total of 4.
Yeah, but that.
That was your long?
Maybe I ran 1.5 miles of that 4 miles.
So you were broken baby man.
I was broken baby man.
So you slunked home and you hid.
And now I was Andrea will attest, can attest to this. Yeah, I was really, I'm just like, I don't, something's wrong with me. Clearly I have some sort of biological metabolic breakdown here.
Yeah. Well, you've never said on this show that you should never run. You've never said those words. Like every fifth episode.
I've stubbed my toe and I'm like, I'm never moving
again. No, it's
again.
Over. Peter, it's over. Peter, it's over. I'm never running again. I don't know how to use my legs or my hips. Never running again. Because when I saw you on Saturday evening, we had every intention to record a show.
That's right.
And instead, you didn't want to talk about anything and just stare off into the wilderness.
That's not true at all. We were enjoying
We enjoyed some social time.
Socially distant social time.
Some non-work, non-podcasting time.
That's right. Yeah. And
yeah.
But and then...
Yes.
Let me tell you. A little time at the beach later that day on Saturday. Sunday off completely, save a long bike ride again with the family.
It's great cross training, man.
Today?
Here we go.
Again in the heat.
It's a little warm.
Because it was cool in the morning and Stupidy was like, it's going to be like this all day.
Nope. No. Sun came out to play.
The clouds broke and it got super hot. Anyway, banged out a 4 and it was just like, yeah, fine.
Feeling good.
Yeah, it was slow. It was all trails. It was all single track. But I'm like, yeah, I'm good. So we'll see how it goes. But that was it was a very, very strange week and a half I've had.
I think it's good though, man.
What does that tell me about the week or so, week and a half I have coming up before the Independence Day Ultra?
Independence Day Ultra.
I don't know, because I think I'm going to do it on the Friday. July 3rd.
And to be clear, you're going to try to do it all in the one day.
I'm going to try to, yeah.
Because some other people I know
are
doing other strategies.
Right, sure. Multiple days. It's a holiday weekend. Use as much time as you want.
Do it any way you want.
But I'm going to do what I'm going to try to do. And some of it has to do with the weather.
Sure.
This weekend I'll run a 10 on one day and or a 10 on the next day. I don't know. I don't even know how to taper for this kind of
thing.
I
don't think you do.
You just run right into it?
I think you go right into it.
Well, I'm not. Thankfully, I learned my lesson. That's actually what I'm taking from this, which is don't push yourself at least for the week before, like beyond all recognition, even if you're feeling strong.
You could probably just go like tomorrow and do it. Your body's ready. You're super strong.
Well, that's my point.
Yeah, so just keep doing it the way you're doing it. Don't change it.
Don't crush it.
Well, don't go for like...
Because what I don't want to do is what I did that other time.
So don't run a 20 beforehand. Right?
Oh, you're all over the place.
Like 3 days out, don't run a 20.
Okay.
No, just keep do. Just keep running. But yeah. Don't, you know.
Yeah.
That's all. You got it. Because what's the longest you've done successfully?
That was 16 and a half.
16 with the break? Log break?
Well, that's all right.
You visited the log lady?
That's going to happen.
That is going to happen, man. It's okay.
It is going to happen, actually. It's a long time out there in the woods all by myself.
Well, I'm excited for you, and I think you're going to be fine. And I'm excited to see your progress and your eventual... success story that will be your own personal Independence Day Ultra. I can't wait.
Yahoo!
Having said that...
Yeah, how was your run today, Peter?
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
For asking. But we're out of time. That was all the show. And we'll come back next time.
For episode 200.
Boy, that is coming around the bend.
I think this is 199, baby.
My run was good today. Today was a recovery run, but let me back you up, similar to your story, in that, as you know, I've been working with Coach Paul Davies, or as I like to call him, Professor Lollipop.
You don't say.
I do. And he's currently building me a marathon plan, because as you know, we're going to do MDI in the fall, in October.
I thought you were going to say a hot air balloon.
We're not doing a hot air balloon ride.
He's building me a hot air balloon.
He's not.
That would have been great.
He probably could do it.
Eureka! I've done it again!
Okay, so he's building you a marathon plan for MDI, which will either happen or it won't.
Yeah, and that starts right after Independence Day Ultra. So he has me built this past week that's just happened. I'm currently in his second week of three, and then I'm in his third week of three leading into the Independence Day Ultra.
George Woodward sent me some plan 2 weeks ago. I'm already late for the party.
Who, Marathon George?
Who's that?
Well, that's George Woodward right there.
Marathon George.
Go catch that sheep.
Yeah, he's having like an 18-week training plan, which started 2 weeks ago.
That's terrific.
So I don't know.
You're already in your own little training plan.
I don't know where I am.
Finish out this one.
Thank you. Thank you.
So Coach Paul has me doing a very specific routine. This past week that just ended was a 19-mile week, which was, since my hamstring incident, was the longest, biggest week I've had. This week goes up to like mile, I think I'm hitting 25 miles this week. And then I can't remember what next week is. It's very big because it ends with the Independence Day Ultra.
That's a lot of jump.
Yeah,
that's a
big jump. Boom, boom, boom. So, Friday morning was nothing but like, I don't know, a three? Mm-hmm. I think the day before had been a four. I think it was a four dropped to a three because my long was going to be a six on Saturday.
Okay.
And for the three on Friday morning, I was kind of not disciplined about getting out the door. And I had heard rumors it was really warm. And I opened
lying
up.
Lying in your air-conditioned luxury.
Now, I really woke up early enough that I could have gotten out the door 7:15. But around 8:15, I open the door, go outside. It's like already 90. It's very yes. thick and hot. Yeah. And the sun is really high up already.
Right.
And I got through that three. It was fine. It just, I suffered. I suffered needlessly and was looking for shade everywhere I could go. So, but what it was a good lesson, though, because a three, whatever, you leg a three out, it's fine. You sweat, well, you
some
get upset.
Some of you guys do. Some of us can't quite manage that.
But I knew it's going to be just as hot tomorrow for Saturday. And I can't feel this way to do, because mentally, I know six is whatever, 10K is whatever. It really is. But when you're coming back from injury and that's your first long in a while, holy cow. So I watched what I ate the night before. I got to bed early. I woke up at 5 a.m.
Whoa.
I did all the things I needed to do. I was out the door at 6:15. It was already so humid. It wasn't super hot. It was just humid.
Peter, this is Saturday.
This is what I'm saying.
This is my meltdown day.
Right. So I'm on the road at 6:15. I wear the orange How Is Your Run Today tank top that's been tagged with our logo. I wore it with, you know, Tim Sullivan.
Tim Sullivan, Tim Sullivan. I'm gonna run with Tim Sullivan.
Remember when I was his traffic cone next to his construction worker for the BAA 5K?
How can I forget?
Well, I'm wearing that tank top, but I'm not wearing a shirt under it. I'm just wearing the tank top.
Yeah, you are.
So I'm full Igor Babushkin. You know Igor Babushkin. Like, I am like Grape Ape in the shoulders and the back. Like, it's intense.
Do you mean
furry.
Igor, your true son?
I'm only 46. He's not my son. He's just a friend.
Watch the movie, folks. Go watch the Millinocket
Igor.
Movie.
Igor, I hope you're listening. Igor's supposed to be on this deck having a beer. It hasn't happened yet.
What?
You beat Igor to this deck. And when he hears that, he's going to be upset. Just
well,
FYI.
When he takes over as a co-host,
then we'll do it all the time.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
So I'm in a tight orange tank top.
Okay.
And short shorts. I mean, they are like
sparkly shorts.
They're up here, man. Like the whole bit. And I'm a good 4 miles in, and my right nipple's about to rip off. It's about to bleed.
Ooh.
And I'm getting close to a loop that I'm doing by my house, and I strategically had placed water and my, you know, nutrition at my house outside because I was like, I'm going to not want to take a lot with me because this loop I can do, it's fine. But I hit my home about 4.6. I stop the watch. I go inside. I take off the tank top. It cannot go back on.
What? What?
There's issues. But it's only on the right one.
Okay.
But while
is there
I'm there,
blood right now?
It's like scabbed.
Already? So you've been through an entire process.
I've gone a whole thing. Thank you.
Were you ready for the medical tent?
Oh.
I need a run.
10 cc's of running stat. No, I did not go into the medical tent. I did not need 10 cc's of running stat. I did need the bathroom stat. So to your point, 4.6 miles on a 6 mile journey was the point of no return. I had to get inside, take care of some stuff. Instantly felt great. Kudos to you.
Imagine. Amazing how that happens.
I put on a fresh running shirt with sleeves. Instantly feels good. I'm much better. I eat 2 Fig Newtons. And I must have had about 32 ounces of water.
You might have had 32 gallons.
I drank so much water.
It was a hot weekend.
And then I got back out there, and that last mile and a half, like, because I went full 10K, it was great. It was just great. And I think to your point, when you got to go, you got to go. When you have a medical issue of any sort, you got to deal with it. Hydrate as much as you can and eat a Fig Newton, because Fig Newtons are amazing. Because I'm also in a weird place right now, just in the supplies. I have no peanut butter. It arrives tomorrow.
Oh. On the peanut butter trolley?
My peanut butter trolley. Toot, toot. I'm having an airdrop of peanut butter tomorrow.
Whoa.
But when you don't have peanut butter, the multigrain or wheat bread slice with a bit of peanut butter in it, it's just gone. It's just, you don't have that.
Right.
Which for me is the go-to early morning food.
Right.
Because I can't do a lot of cereal.
No,
I
ate a peanut butter
cereal
jelly
is limited.
Sandwich.
I mean, like, come on. No. So that was Saturday. So I ended ended up doing 19 and a half miles for that week. It was a really good week for me. The other thing I'm doing, and it was super hot, is that was Sam Phase 2 hard day. Did it all out here in the back parking lot. Did my floor work inside. It was another 30 minutes of pure sweat. Here's the thing, though, about doing the strength and mobility exercises,
Wait, you're doing them on the pavement in the brutal sun?
I know it's not great, but the sun hadn't really hit here yet. There's huge patches of shade still.
Phew.
And to do like things like my side skips and...
Yeah, you need space.
I need space. And I was going to do it over there by the river, but there were too many people around.
No. I was just saying, if you're out here totally exposed
You're not wrong, though. This is not
in the
great.
Sun in blacktop.
Coach Paul's not
going to
like that I did those exercises on asphalt.
But if it's shady,
nope, that's
fine.
Not where you should be.
No,
you got to get on tight grass somewhere.
Right. Or a track.
Or like a track or like a fire road. Those would be good places to do those things.
Right.
But anyway, you do what you can. My point is, Sam's work... I feel like $1 million.
I'm never
super stiff and sore later on.
Right.
Because usually, like, by the time I'm done with a shower and a cup of coffee, I'm like, ow, I hurt. Doesn't happen.
Well, and I think the other thing that can prove exactly that point is your jump up in mileage.
Sure.
The Sams enable that.
Yes.
I have now done these cycles enough times.
Yes.
To know that if you're not doing... They're not even workouts.
They're not.
They're just strengthening the
little
muscles.
They're almost meditative.
Yeah.
You focus your breath, you focus your strength and your core, and you tighten your glute, tighten all the things that need to be tighter when you're running.
Right.
That are going to enable you to be strong.
And those exercises, I think, enable that. You're able to jump up more than the 5 or 10% that is typically recommended.
And
because it's the only time I've been able to make those jumps.
Yes.
Is by doing those exercises.
And I'm embarrassed that it's taken me 6 years of running to get to this place where I finally see that, oh, if I do this in conjunction with my miles, everything works. Just doing miles doesn't do it. And I didn't understand that. Like, simple running is not enough.
But just think back to our first Boston Marathon, which is the newbie. You're sort of like in this bubble sometimes as a newbie.
True.
Where we did all the running.
Yes.
We did all the miles.
Yes.
We did none of the workouts.
Yes.
And we just made it to the marathon.
We were also...
But that's exactly what those plans are for.
You were also younger.
We weren't that much younger, Peter, actually. It was only a few years ago.
6 years.
Whatever.
6 years ago.
I
old now.
No.
I old.
You weren't 25.
No, but I look good.
So what I'm trying to say is that was a lark, a whim.
Well, the journey was the, can I achieve this? Can I do these miles? Can I actually do this distance?
Right. And what we're doing now is, so you run the race. Now, the next week, can you start running again?
Can you tie your shoes?
No, but can, right. Right.
Yeah.
Because the alternative is you do run the race, you get to the starting line uninjured, you run the race, and then you're like, well, that was great. What's next?
Right. Right.
You know, Sean Quinn, you take your finisher's medal and put it in the shredder.
Right.
Okay, now what's next? But no, we decided to continue running.
Correct.
And so you have to do all the maintenance.
You have to. Well, especially as, maybe it's not age, but okay, as you get injured, which happened.
We each have some arthroscopic surgeries between us since that marathon.
And you have to start doing the things around those injuries to make you stronger.
Yeah.
And hopefully it avoids future injury. We'll see. I think it will.
Well, it even enables you to run through other injuries. Like your hamstring and my hamstring
My
little ankle thing.
Certainly
true. Still bug me from time to time, but it's like they never stopped me.
Right, right.
And I think it's because I've been doing these exercises.
So I had Sunday totally off, total rest day. And then today was a recovery run. It was a 3. I got out there early. I felt great. I felt like $1 million. Now, my recoveries very much, Paul pushes me to go super slow. Like he wants me scratching 13-minute miles. It's hard to do, man.
Yeah.
But so
shuffling along.
I did my usual route from here over to Jamaica Pond, and I was a little indecisive about which way to go at one time because this gang of like 5 runners, which were somewhat socially distanced, they were all masked, but they were clearly a pod of people running together, were coming down the hill just before the intersection that gets me to the pond. And I was like, okay, do I cut and go into this little loop down by this small nature thing? Do I go to the right? Am I going to go into the street and let them pass me? You know what? I'm just going to go into the street and let them pass me. And as I do that, I side shuffle over and I go off the asphalt into like this area that was loose gravel just before the good size curb drop off into the street. I know this sounds very specific.
No, but it sounds a little scary. Like
it's a little
ankle scary.
Yeah, it's totally scary. Like you need to know why you're doing what you're doing. And I was doing it more because this pod of dolphins was coming at me, and I was like, I don't want to get splashed.
Right. Okay.
And because I slowed down, even slower than what I was doing, to allow them to pass, I look down to watch my footing in this loose gravel, and I find $20.
Oh, what?
Pace to run, pace to slow down.
Wow.
I've told you what my superpower is. I find money.
That's astounding.
You've been with me while I have found money.
$20.
A 20, all crumpled up. You would hardly be able to see it. It wasn't a fold, you know, laying out.
Right. No, it was shoved in the gravel.
Like, it was clearly crumpled up from someone's pocket. Maybe it had been another runner. I feel bad for you. I'm sorry. And they went in to get their nun tablet.
Right.
Or their noon tablet.
Who knows?
Or
depending on the time.
Fig Noten.
Fig Noonan.
Fig Noonan.
Noonan.
And I made $20.
Whoa. That's more than I've ever made running.
It pays to run.
Good job.
Pace to run slow. And then the rest of the run was terrific because, of course, I'd made $20 and I felt really good. So, but here's the thing. Yeah. I immediately got home, washed that thing with hot water and soap,
yeah,
and then I hung it up to dry like I'd printed it.
I would have put it in the oven.
Baked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, congratulations.
I find money everywhere. It sounds like I'm boasting.
No,
but you can ask social media guru Anna Brooks. She spends a lot of time with me.
You find cell phones.
I find money.
You find Star Wars collectible.
I found a figurines. Dog that one time.
It all happens.
It all does happen. So yeah, I'm feeling really good. So this week, I think my long on Saturday is going to be an 8.
Okay.
And forecast right now calls for very hot.
Does it again?
So yeah, I mean crud. All these runs really need to be sub 7 a.m.
Yeah, I'm going to play it for real this weekend.
You just get more out of it if you do it.
Yeah, or anything, because I didn't get anything out of my run this weekend.
No, it's all part of a process, though. I think that's what you're saying.
Clearly, it did. It taught me something.
Yes.
And I'm the better for it.
Yes.
Yes.
But you're right. It's almost chilly tonight.
It's almost chilly tonight. Now, let me ask you, it seems to me you have intimated that Coach Paul,
Professor Lollipop,
Eureka! I've done it again!
He's accepted the Independence Day Ultra in your life.
Well,
so
I said,
fascinated by
this. Because I was up front with him and I said,
listen. This doesn't seem like something he would put in there.
No. He and I had a long talk about it because we talk almost every week and over the phone.
That's more than we put out shows.
What? Hey, do you not have to? Like 500 people just got really mad at you.
I'm just looking at the calendar, bro. It looks real empty.
Anywho, I said, Paul, I think I want to try the Independence Day Ultra, but I want to be one of those guys who does it over like 3 days.
And he's like, oh, one of those guys.
Yeah. And he said, oh, no. Hundreds. I said, I think that makes sense. Seeing where you are in regards to your previous injuries, your most recent injury, and the training you've been doing. So right now, I don't even want to say it out loud.
Say it.
It would start on Thursday going into the Independence Day weekend. And on Thursday, I'll do 9 miles. And on Friday, I'll do 9 miles. And on Saturday, I'll do 9 miles.
And what's the longest run you've done since the Millinocket Half Marathon?
Well, that was early December.
Yeah. Since then. February, March, April, May, June. Your longest run since then.
I think I've had a 9 or a 10 in there, but it was either in January or it was in April or March. Okay. I can't remember. It's been a while. I mean, that's why, I'm not kidding, doing this 10K the other day was a big deal.
So this is going to be...
And doing the 8 this coming Saturday will be a big
three
deal.
Three nines is going to be like, what?
Yeah, except he has me running so many days next to each other that I'm used to the idea of going out for a run, boom, right. Boom, boom.
Right.
It's just that they'll be longer.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, maybe if I'm really feeling good on the middle day,
nope.
I do 10.
Nope.
Or on the last day, nope. I do 10. I don't know. You know, instead of 27, I go 28.
Just nope.
Well, I could.
I wouldn't.
If I'm feeling good.
I wouldn't.
Maybe I'm feeling good.
Yeah, and that's when you stop. Because you're training. It's not
No, I'm not really training. The independent... No. I'm saying during the Independence Day Ultra...
That's your event.
That's my event. So okay. I'll do 9 on the first day. You're right. I'll only do 9. But on the second day, if I'm feeling really good at 9, maybe I go 9.5, get a little head start. And if I'm feeling great on Saturday, I won't be. I'll do 10.
You won't be.
I'm just saying anything I can do that gets me past 27
right.
Is gravy.
Sure.
Right? I mean, 26.3 yes. is good, but I want to hit 27.
But three nines would be tremendous.
Tremendous.
Because think about what you're talking about. You're talking about three runs longer than anything, basically longer than you've run in 6 months.
When you say it like that, you shatter my confidence
and
get inside my brain.
But what I'm saying is, well, I'm sort of almost trying to take the pressure off because I'm also doing
That's
the same
thing
for
That's not working at
me.
All. You're doing the opposite.
Because I'm going to take walk breaks. Actually, I was talking with November Project's Emily Saul the other day.
You mean Emily Saul of the November Project?
Emily saw of the November Project.
And I said, you know, I think I might even do something where I run 4 and walk 1, or run 5 miles and walk a half a mile, or something like that. Like, even if I don't need it, I build it in, because that is really restorative to build in walking in that way. Because if I really am going to bang out this 30 miles, I don't know what I'm thinking.
You need those breaks.
You need those breaks.
Well, even in my silly 10K the other day at 4.5, because I had Righty was on on Fuego.
Yeah.
And I had intestinal distress.
Right.
Restorative.
Well, because what I don't want is to hit like 14.
And be done.
And be done.
Right.
Because that's the because that's what happened last year in my first ultra that I ever ran. Which was, I don't know what number I hit, but I hit a number, whatever mileage that was, and my legs were like, no, you're done.
And I believe that my nines, they probably won't all be the exact same, but I'm rarely more than 3 miles from my home. Do you know what I mean? Like, if stuff starts to go south, I can get to here, try to address it to get back out there if I can.
See, that's my problem, is that I'm doing...
You're going
three
moon landing?
Pretty big loops.
Yeah.
But they don't loop around my house.
Yeah. Question.
Yeah.
You can't do spokes on a wheel and always go back to the hub, out and back, out and
Peter,
back, out and back.
I've actually been trying to build this course. As I've said, there's parts of the trail system that I really don't know very well. So I have been refining this course for 3 months.
And you're happy with it?
Yeah, I'm happy with 90% of it. There's a couple of interchanges that I'm still not sure I'm going to remember I'm doing it.
Will you pre-stock it with supplies?
I have to talk to my family, because it depends on who's available and who's willing to wake up and like drive here or there and meet me, because there are parking lots around.
But you wouldn't leave stuff the night before or something.
Nah, I don't think so. The great thing about it, though, is there's no point that's more than 5 miles from my house.
Yeah.
But they're all kind of like 3 or 4 miles from my house.
Right. Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
Well, all
right. I'm excited. I mean, you got to do crazy things, right? You got to do crazy hard things.
We might as well.
What are you going to do? Sit in your house and watch Netflix all day?
I did that for 3 months. I'm good.
That's right.
Brian, before we let the people go about their business, you had asked them in the last show to take a moment, send us an audio memo or two and recording. Do you remember your ask to the people?
Yeah, it's in honor of our 200th episode, which is coming right up. It's actually the next episode.
Right.
And we got a total of how many voice memos did we get, Peter?
Let me check. 0.
So if you're within the sound of my voice, dear listener, and you would like to hear our 200th episode, you are going to have to. We are asking you to help create that show. And what I'm saying is, we need enough of your voice memos to come into us at howisyourruntoday@gmail.com so that we can build a show and we can take most of that time off.
Right.
And not have to talk to you.
Right. See, they don't understand that we fundamentally can't build the show without some of their content.
Yeah, because we basically want this to be a weekend vacation for us.
Well, I'll probably not be able to talk, because I'll have run 3 nines.
You'll have run 3 nines.
I mean, that's crazy.
Right. I'll still be looking for toilet paper out in the woods.
I can buy you toilet paper because I have a $20 bill that I found today.
Yeah, but you can't find toilet paper because it's still...
It's no, you can get the stuff
can
now.
You?
I found the really good Cottonelle, the double, the heavy, the stuff in sort of the purple wrapper, not the blue. I finally found that.
I don't know what you're talking about, but that's great. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, it's really good.
Listen, folks, you guys do it on the Sat Stat Chat. I see 25, 30, 35 entries on that every weekend.
It's so active.
And everyone's posting pictures.
And everybody's creative.
And everyone's replying to each other. Like, we're not even engaged. I mean, we're engaged and we're looking at it and we post. But you guys are having your own little community. Share some of that community with your dear hosts of this podcast. And maybe say some nice words to Peter about how much you enjoy hearing his voice each and every week.
Yeah, but don't say anything about you.
Well, no.
Just me.
Just Peter.
That's totally fine. I would also, do you think it's that people are afraid of technology? Like they don't know how to send us an audio file?
I think people haven't had time. Yeah. You know, the last 3 months or so, people have been very busy.
So busy.
They've been commuting.
To their jobs.
They've been going to nightclubs.
Yeah. They've been at rock concerts.
They've been at rock concerts. They've been traveling internationally.
See, this is why people aren't sending us anything.
A lot of time in airports where you don't have quality Wi-Fi.
Because you're condescending, and then they don't want to help when you do that.
Oh,
see, they actually are almost going to record for me, and then they hear your tude, and they're like, I'm out. Snarky McSnark.
So you mean my go-to parenting method is not the way to get people to do something?
I have no comments on anything that you're... No. Whatever you got. Whatever you got. But can people do voice memos on their phones? Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't have to have a recording studio, Peter. You don't even have to have a hardwired telephone with copper wires in your house. You can use your smartphone.
Can they... I mean...
Use whatever app you want...
And then just send it, shove it over to us.
Just record a 30-second, 45-second, minute and a half.
Yeah.
Accolades.
They can direct tweet it to us privately.
I don't know what that means.
I believe on Twitter you can shove stuff to people quietly.
You can send it to howwasyourruntoday@gmail.com.
True or false, on Instagram, you can send secret messages to each other that aren't postings. Yes.
Yeah, they're called DMs, direct messages.
Yeah, and you can do that on Facebook, too. This How Is Your Run Today exists on all these platforms.
But are we going to read people's texts?
No, not texts. I'm saying audio recordings.
Audio recordings.
You can drop them. If people get weirded out about, I can't send this by email, what do I do with this thing I have? Send.
Send.
You can send it through any of the social media platforms.
That's
all I'm saying.
Of course.
That's all I'm saying.
And I mean, if people wanted to socially distance, get together and do like a can-can sort of thing, or do a small musical tribute to this show.
Of course, yes.
And, you know, maybe do some green screen graphics and stuff like that. Like
that'd be great.
That would be cool. But really, we want your voice memos.
But if they do write us a tome, could we do a dramatic reading of it? Yes.
Yeah, of course.
We could do that. Could I make a stop-motion animated short film out of their comments? Yes. But I don't have time.
Yes, you do.
No, I'll be running three nines.
We have nothing but time.
No, after the three nines, maybe.
But you could imagine it in your mind.
I mean, could Lori Richmond of View From My Run create a flip book of watercolors animating this entire show, the entire library of the show, all 200 episodes? Yeah, she could.
Well, she might actually be too busy.
The View From My Run.
Well, she's got Mona.
Have you seen that
The Monomobile?
Monomobile.
Hashtag Monomobile. Yeah, I have.
It is a mesh covered umbrella stroller for a cat, which a former Brian in a past life would have ridiculed. But today,
yes,
a kinder, gentler Brian
sees the wisdom in it,
is transfixed.
I will say there's some talk in my house about getting the bubble backpack.
That's an amazing thing.
I don't think Gumball, who's a city cat, indoor only.
No.
I don't think Gumball wants to be out in the world.
No.
In a bubble backpack, but there's talk of it.
Wow.
So thanks, Lori, for that.
Don't you think that Coach Paul could narrate a... No. Don't you think Coach Paul could narrate a treatise on training you, Peter, and what it's like and how enjoyable it is?
I mean...
And what it looked like to see you writhing on the ground after exploding your hamstring after one session?
I would ask him to come on the show in any format, whether it be in person or a phone call or Zoom or whatever, because it would be nice for you to hear about how I behaved as that injury occurred and the immediate 10 minutes that followed. I think I behaved well, but I also know that I have a bald spot I can't see. Do you know what I mean? I can't see myself in 360.
Don't you think it would be fascinating to have Wayne Levy come back and find out how close to the moon he's run?
Right.
And also, what is going on at the BAA now?
Sure.
Like, what do they talk about? Sure. They're like, well, maybe we'll have a race next year.
Yeah.
Like, what are those discussions?
Yes.
Right?
Sure.
It'd be it's great. Gotta be strange.
It'd be great to have Fast Funny Alan London call in, tell us how it's all going.
On Fleek, En Fuego, Caliente. How was your millennial today? How was your avocado toast today? How's Fast Funny Ellen London today?
It'd be great to have the unnamed running crew.
That's right.
Come by and give us a shout out. It'd be great to have Wesley Finnemore surface.
Wow.
Again.
Was that guest number three, I think?
He was guest number one, dude.
Was he?
He was a two-parter. He was guest number one.
Well, I remember two-parter because he was the first ultra runner we ever talked to.
Send us some mail, and then we can have Lauren from Feedback Corner come out.
That's right.
It'd be great. It would be great. Where's the running unicorn?
Where's the running friar?
Where's Mr. Munderbach?
Jeremy Shaw Munderbach. Munderbach.
Where's Mr. Rourke?
He's too busy. He's actually doing like distance DJing.
Zoom DJ?
There's so many people who've been on this show. We're so lucky to have had so many guests over the 200 episodes. We're so lucky. It's been great. But we're not even there yet. Let's get there.
Duncan Dack.
Where's Charlie Paquette and his Duncan Dack? Can I tell you?
Where's Matt Damon?
Can I tell you that episode 20 is my favorite episode? Maybe last week's is a close second, but episode 20, of course, is Marathons, Muffins, and Matt Damon. I think we peaked at episode 20, and these last 180 have just been like, ugh.
I wish he had told me that 4 years ago.
Well, I wanted to see if you'd get better. I'm sorry to have wasted all of our time. What have we had as a guest? So many people. We've had so many. Lori Mishner, Flat Lori, Paul Checkle.
Lori's listening to our stories of running while it's hot, and she's like, well, you're not wearing enough wool.
Yeah, get some more wool hats on.
Forged in the frozen north, tempered on the trail, sharpened on the street, Lori is taking her conch shell to the world's toughest foot race.
Michael Goff, also a disciple of Professor Lollipop, running it slow. We're all learning.
Bussin' Bulldogs. Coach Mike.
Mike Ferrillo, how are you doing, buddy?
How's Michael Goff? How are all the Mikes? How's Mike Wardian?
How is Mike Wardian? How's Jared Ward? How's the running concierge, Ron Weston?
Chris Heisler?
Mr. Chris Heisler.
How's Brian Kent? Dr. Brian Kent.
How is Dr. Brian Kent? How are the nurses?
Dr. Nurse?
Dr. and Amanda Nurse.
How are they?
I think they're both great.
How's Vinny Cent?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because I really want to check in with Vinny Cent, because he's in Philly, right?
He's in Philly.
How's that all going? Because Philly is crazy.
Is it?
I think it's a little crazy. I want to know. I want to check in.
Philly's a city of brotherly love, brother.
I know it is, but it's also, you know, Philly.
I don't know. They have good cheese
steaks. They threw batteries at Santa.
That was 40 years ago, bro.
But they threw batteries at Santa.
Well, that's true.
Should never give
Was that also where the disco explosion happened? Was that in Philly?
You mean when they blew up all the disco?
Yeah, disco's
music?
Dead.
It could have been Philly, but it could also be Cincinnati. I don't know.
Nah, actually, I think it was Detroit.
Ooh, that sounds right. Detroit,
yeah,
Rock City.
I think that's right.
Yeah, that makes more sense. But they threw batteries at Santa Claus. That's a historical fact. Look it up.
No, I know what you're talking about. And they had a police station in the Eagles football stadium.
As you need.
But I don't think these tales of old are just indicative
All
of
I'm
modern
is,
Philadelphia.
Vinny, just check in with us, man. Have you? I just want to hear from him.
My name is Vinny Cent.
What about two-time Crankle winner, prop master Aaron?
I don't know, but I've been enjoying her masks.
So good.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What about
original superfan Tiffany Scheffler?
Yeah, we haven't heard from Tiffany Bodschaffler.
She
in a
shouted
long time.
Me on Twitter the other day, which is nice.
Is that right?
Yes. But it would be nice to get an audio clip from her. She's an original superfan.
What about someone like, oh, I don't know, race director Gary Allen?
He's very busy.
No.
He's in the woods every day.
Building trails.
He is. It would be great to have Gary Allen stop by give us a chat just so we could talk about MDI, Mount Desert Island, and the possibility of it happening. Because, again, you and I are operating under the assumption it is going on.
And, of course, after that, we need to talk to the mayor of Millinocket, Tricia Sear.
She would be... Is she going to be at MDI if it happens?
Well, all of them need to call in...
And just let us know what the what.
Give us a voice memo and make it part of the 200th show.
We just need a little 411 from, you know... Because we're the givers, Brian. This is what happens. We give, but now we need to be replenished.
Where are my friends Riley and Dan?
They moved.
Yeah, I know. They did. They moved to Minneapolis.
They're busy.
But they can also send us a voice memo.
Well, they sure could. And now that you've thrown that down, they probably will have to.
I hope so. Well, look, we care about all these people. We tease, we kid. It's all in love.
Of course it is.
Let's all meet out on the road again someday.
Or virtually in episode 200.
Ooh, even better. Right. And sooner.
So this is, well, I guess what we're asking for people is to do a virtual How Is Your Run Today meetup in our 200th episode.
Wow, that took us like 10 minutes to get to that.
I know,
good
but
job.
Do you see how organic that is? That's like good. A love fest.
We threw so much spaghetti
Where's
on the
Coach
wall in
Dan?
One strand.
Where's Coach Dan?
Where's Om Gal?
Where's Bill the Gorilla?
That's right.
That's all I'm saying. 200th episode. It's in your hands, Hortians.
Where's Karina Hathaway, official photographer of HWRT?
She's out there, man.
Where's Santa JG?
He's right around the corner. He's probably hanging with Lauren on Feedback Corner.
Where's Kia Quarles, like the car?
That's a good one. That was a deep cut. That was good. There's so many, it's hard to think about. It's hard to do this without looking at the episodes.
Yeah, no kidding. These are all just from our minds.
We're on a deck right now. The sun is going down. We're outside and we're just trying to name.
Someone who has probably been on the show like 5 times
is like, what the
is
F?
Ready to punch both of us very hard in the face. That was about to be Dan Adamitz, but thankfully I said his name. And now he's not flying here from Minneapolis to punch me in the face.
What about Dave Macklem?
What about the great author of The Great Runs and The Great Runs website, Mark Lowenstein?
Mr. Mark Lowenstein.
That's right.
He'll check in.
I hope so.
He's been on several times.
Peter, what about just people whose shows we've been on, like Jim and Marjorie?
They're not going to check in.
You don't think so?
I don't. What about Patty Hymes McNally? What about Ann Beattie? Imani Graham, like the cracker?
What about Tim Sullivan?
Tim Sullivan.
Marathon George Woodward.
Who's that?
Well, that's George Woodward right there.
Marathon George.
Go catch that sheep.
What about singing sensation Amelia Meath, who's actually started to do like half marathons? Remember when she said, I'm never doing it?
She said this, I quit smoking and all I do is I leave my tour bus and I run in one direction for as long as I want and then I turn around and I run back. No, I walk back, right? She ran as far as she could and then she walked back.
What about crazy runner Dan Janis?
That guy, all his marathons this year got canceled, I think.
I know.
Bummer.
What about our good friend Alan Shearer?
That's right. What about Heron Project's Pam Rickard?
Where is Pam?
And Caleb Daniloff, the originator of what turned this show from a closet production to the megalith it is now.
What about published author Amy Moritz?
Well, I know Amy Moritz is a real person. I don't think megalith is a real word. I think I just made that up.
I think you did make that up. What about Jonathan Levitt?
What about Jonathan Levitt? We need some inside tracker information.
What about Jonathan Ronzio? Where'd he go? What about Joel H. Cohen? Comedy writer and book writer.
Writer of The Simpsons?
Yeah, and How to Lose a Marathon. What about Jillian Block? What about Kelly Roberts?
What about Kelly Roberts and the Badass Lady Gang?
What about the great Allison DeSeer?
That's right.
You've been trading emails with her.
I did. I do want to say that she has a great series of talks that are out now on video on all the platforms, and it's called Meaning Through Movement.
Okay.
I think it was supposed to be a 6-part series, and she was going to interview people in all across the country, 6 different people, meaning through movement, and of course, COVID stopped all that.
Sure.
So now they're remote and they're online, And because of everything that has happened over the last couple of months, the focus has shifted into talking about race and Black Lives Matter and anti-racism and all of this stuff. And I've watched a couple of them. They're pretty tremendous. Allison is a really good interviewer.
Yeah.
And she gets very deep. And I really enjoyed her conversations with people. So I would offer to people to go watch some of those. Meaning Through Movement.
Excellent.
When are co-founders of November Project, Boy and Mandarik,
and Brogan and Graham,
Brogan Graham,
like the cracker, on? When are they coming on? I agree with you. It's just who I had in front of me looking. I was like, those two guys.
Those guys.
Those guys. We need those guys.
We need those guys.
We need anybody. Everybody and anybody. Anyone who's been on the show or likes the show or just wants to say hi to us or have your name said out loud. Like, just do something for us. No, seriously. 199 of these things have been for them. Make 200 about us. Let's go.
And look, those were all the guests. That's not all of you.
That's what I'm saying.
You're the people that make this show because you're the people we make it for.
So literally make the show.
Please. If you've ever listened to one episode.
Just come on. No, you have to have listened.
Now you sound like me, all whiny and begging.
Now you have. No, it's not just one episode because that could have been a mistake. If you've listened to three episodes, clearly you're in.
And you've really made a mistake. Hey, if you've listened to this entire program, either from the front to the back or the back to the front, I don't know what's wrong with you, but I appreciate your effort.
Hey.
And I'm talking to you, Joe F. Dubak.
I knew you were. Speaking of cat backpacks. Hey. This has been episode 199, and maybe the last ever, of How Is Your Run Today? With Brian Gould and Peter Villa. Anna Brooks is our social media guru. Andrea Bonnie Gould is our artist in residence. And each and every week, the theme song and some of the other music that is so fabulous, including an amazing episode 200 sting, is written by Jeff Cronenberg.
Listen, you know I'm going to ask you to join us on the Sat Stat Chat.
Don't pressure them.
That's Instagram,
they
Twitter.
They have work to do.
And Facebook.
They have
and
assignments.
Every Saturday, you can go on there. You can tell us how you ran. You can tell us what the weather was like. You can give a sweet, sweet photo. But this week, I implore you, trade that time and make a voice memo and send it to us.
Do
please.
Both. They got nothing but time, these people.
Don't pressure them, Peter.
Oh, okay.
Now I'm telling you to back off. I want to know what Grady Jackson is doing.
Oh, my God. I want to know what Charlotte Walsh, purveyor of Charles River Running Store, is doing.
Peter, you know they can send all those voice memos to howisyourruntoday@gmail.com. But if you want to learn more about this show, you want to see some great photos by Carina Hathaway, you want to watch the movie by
Greg Shea, award winner.
Well, he just won two more New England Emmys this week.
That's all the guy does.
So I don't think he's going to be bothered to make us a voice memo. He literally won. That guy, Greg Shea, won two more Emmys this week. Unbelievable. That's a talent. We should probably have him back on the show.
Congratulations, Greg.
But seriously.
Have a good run today.
Listen to you later.
Are you even going to check the levels? With the wind noise, the massive wind. That's massive wind. Well, why don't we test?
I am completely blown out.
Brian, how's your run today?
I see. I had to do that, and you had to.
How's your run?
My run is fine.
You're running good?
I can't hear myself.
How's your run?
It's good thing we're doing this. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine. It's good we're doing this tonight, because tomorrow's trash night, and you hear the barrels all night long.
Trash night?
Hi, Mark.
I did not
hit her.
Oh, hi, Mark. That's exactly where they were, right there, except it was on a green screen. And they were filming in video and film.
At the same time. You love that.
That's the best part of the whole thing.
Well, clearly... Cafefe.
There's a deep cut. When are we having Obama back on?
Clearly.
Oh, that was Mark Maron.
Do you want to try my lantern?